Well, another argument, Oscar, that I have heard is, man alive, you don't want Joe average citizen, all of them, to be carrying guns, because that's just plain dangerous to have that many people walking around with guns. Is it dangerous, do you think, to allow the average citizen to own and carry a weapon? Why not?
So, in my experience, no, it is not. In my experience, the average American citizen who possesses a firearm does so for entirely legal pursuits. It's either sport, hunting, or self-protection. You know, I really hate to think that there's anything average about the individuals who have committed these large acts of violence using firearms. There is nothing
Good
average
point.
About them. There are clearly other issues. So to paint with a broad brush and say that because someone who clearly has an issue or some grudge acted in a particular way with a firearm, we should also put those restrictions that we want to place on the individual against the common citizen, that to me is wrong. So no, the average citizen, the average American, I forget what the statistics are. I think there are more guns owned by Americans than there are people in our country. Obviously, this is not creating a stem of violence. Now, believe me when I say that, one death from a gun is too much, but it's not creating the stem of violence that they want you to believe is occurring. So no, the average citizen is usually very responsible gun owner.